O-O-O. We're up to Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Beis of Gimel. But I want to go over. This was very beneficial for me. So I want you'll benefit from it also. The rules of Tzadik Beis Beis. Okay? The guy didn't start davening yet. Psukkah Dezimra. He didn't start Psukkah Dezimra. He has a hargosha, and he could hold himself at parso. So he should go. He should go to the bathroom, even if he'll miss Tefillah B'tzibur. But not if he'll miss Zman Kriya Shema or Zman Tefillah. That's again a hargosha, and Yochel Amad at parso, but he shouldn't daven mechatchili even at the expense of Tefillah B'tzibur, but not at the expense of Zman Kriya Shema or Zman Tefillah. Okay, let's say he didn't go and he started davening. He started to go to Zimra, and then he reached a situation of efshor sheyamad atzmo ad parso. He can't hold himself for 72 minutes. So then he has to stop because he wasn't hischel beheter. He was hischel with the hargosha. So he has to stop then, and then he can continue. Now let's say he was shoho. They ligmar es kula, so in Psukkah de Zimra, the Mishnah Paskins back in Nun Gimel, you are not Chayzel the Rosh, even if you're Shah Kadei ligmar es kula. So he would just continue from where he left off. Okay? If he didn't listen to the Halacha, and he continued, so he's Yaitzu B'dievi. That's the Mishnah Berurah sentence from Cotton Bob. You know, you don't say Tfilosa Toeva, you only say that by Shmon Esrei. What? Psukkah Dezimra. We just gave the Psukkah Dezimra rules. So b'dieved, even if you were not Yochel Amad Atmo Ad Parsa, Mishnah Berurah says of Cotton Vav, b'dieved, mashman b'divrei prima godim, dein tzorech lachsov alikrois, b'chein kozov ramban b'mulchomos. So that's, you know, the Tfilosa Toeva is only by Shmona Esrei. Okay, so that's why Psukkah Dezimra. Now, if he started Behet the Gomor, if he started Beheter Gomor, and then it was he had the Hisayribus, so then even if it's any Yachol Lamed Atzmat Parso, he has a choice. He could finish Psukkah Dezimra Yishtabach, or he could go because it's not Shmona Esrei. He's allowed to walk, so he has the choice. If he reaches the point of Bal Teshaktsu, then certainly he should go so as not to be able Bal Teshaktsu. He cannot answer Baruchu. He cannot answer Baruchu if it. So we said that's only if it's any Yochel Lamed Batzma Ad Parso. If he's Yochel Lamed Batzma Ad Parso and he would miss Baruchu, then he should answer it, just like missing Kriya Shema or missing Tefillah. So missing Baruchu, we said, is the same. Anything you're going to miss, you could do. Okay. And Birchas Kriya Shema, so again, Lo Yaschil if you have a Hargosha, even if he'll miss Tefillah with Tzibur, not if he'll miss Kriya Shema Tefillah. If he started and then he reached the matzah of any Yochel Amad Ad Parso, he has to be matzah because he didn't start Beheter. Here we say, Chshol Kedei Ligmar Es Kula is Chayzel L'Rosh by Birchas Kriya Shema. Chshol Kedei Ligmar Es Kula, Kula meaning all of Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema.
Up to
Gal Yisrael. But you know, that doesn't take too long for some people, and you go with the person that's reading it. So Chayzel L'Rosh, okay. If it's Hizkel Beheter, then even if it's any Yochel, no, so if it's Yochel Amad Atmat Parso, even if it's Yochel Amad Atmat Parso, but he should go really Bein HaProchem, because he's not going to be able to start Shmona Esrei. Here's the trick. He's not going to be able to start Shmona Esrei because that's a new thing. That's a new thing. And he's going to mess up Smichas Gula L'Tfila. So he should go Bein HaProchem. Or even Ben Tzah Perek. But he shouldn't mess up Smichas Gula L'Tfila.
What do you do
about Tfilin? Tfilin is not relevant. He'll either take it off or
put it back on.
That's Bein HaProchem. No, you shouldn't make the bracha till after Shmona Esrei. Yeah. Okay, and by Shmona Esrei, so that's the rules of Birchas Kriyashma. Lamaisa, if he didn't listen to all of this, he's not allowed to start, but he's not allowed to start Shmona Esrei. That he's not allowed to do. And the rule is like the Abbots, but he certainly is not allowed to start Shmona Esrei. So he has to stop, and he won't be Samech Gula L'Tfila. That's all. It's, you know, he'll miss out on Samech Gula L'Tfila. Okay. Shmona Esrei, you can't start if you have a Hargosha, even if Yachal Amad Atma Parsa. Here, even if you started, Lo Yafsik, right? You should just finish. You shouldn't be Mafsik Shmona Esrei once you started. Even if you didn't start Behetta, and you don't have to daven over, we're talking now Yachal Amad Atma Parsa. But if he reached a Matzah of any Yachal Amad Atma Parsa, and he has to be mafsik if he didn't start behetim. And he has to be mafsik. But if, right. Shok te ligmer es kula chayz v'rosh. If his skill, when it's any yachal atma paras at filosa tueva, L'ktanim, the Bir Halacha ends up saying you should not daven over again if it was L'ktanim. If he started Behetta Gomor, he should just finish up, even with the Baltashaktsu issue. But some say, Mishabura brings down, if he wants to, he could be Matzik in the middle of Shmona Esrei, so as not to be able to Baltashaktsu. Lo Yafsik the Dibur, when he's Matzik. And the Svarim say he should really go back, afterwards he should go back to where he was standing before. He should go back to his original position. And Imshok Delik Merskula, Chayzal Arosh. A few other rules is that we said if Tzorech Lenekovov, you shouldn't learn, B'chatchila, but Hirur is Mutter. Hirur B'divrei Torah is Mutter, and it's Tzorech Lenekovov. The answer, Amen, is Mutter. Then I saw a Dion in the Achronim, very interesting. You would never think it. So you could answer Yesh Mei Rabba. Since there's no, even though Yesh Mei Rabba is like holy, 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 but since there's no Shem Hashem there, so even if you have a Hargosha, even if it's Eina Yochel Lamed Atma at Parsa, you can answer Yesh Mei Rabba, because there's no Shem Hashem there. Learning is more chomer, interestingly enough, because learning, you say, all of learning is shameless of Hashem. No, it doesn't say that. Because learning has its own source, that you have to be clean, you have to be naki. There's no extrapolation. There's a direct din that you have to have a good naki for learning and for shame Hashem. So therefore, Yesh Mei Rabba, ironically, is more kal than Talmud Torah. Look at this. So it turns out, like, if you have to go to the bathroom, and even if it's any Yochel Amadatra at Parsa, you could hear Laining, you could listen to Laining, but you can't answer Baruch Hashem and Baruch Le'olam Vod, but you could answer Amen. And you could hear Laining. Okay. Now we'll go by. Shmei Kohen is not a problem, right? Well, where's Shmei Kohen? There's no Shmei Kohen.
You
hear people saying Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hashem.
And they were
Mechabed and Yotzi, or? Right. I don't know if there is a Shmei Kona there. If you say Shmei Kona there, can you have someone to be Moitzi and Baruch Hashem Elam? And Baruch Hashem and Baruch Elam Poet? Maybe. What? It happens, but really, I have to go to the bathroom. I had the guys laying for 45 minutes, 50 minutes. I have to go to the bathroom in the middle. So if you had an urge when he started, but they already, like, they're not going to wait for you. So actually, you could listen to the whole Megillah, but you should, there the Shemei Koine Shaila comes up, with the brachas. Now, is it okay to be Mechavin that he's mighty? You have to go, even if it's any, well, 72 minutes, yeah. So even if it's any Yachal Amadatra Parsa, but he's in a lane for 45 minutes, let's say. You can't hold it for 72, but you can hold it for the laning. And they're about to start laning, and you're finished. Like, if you miss the laning, you're going to have to go listen at 10:30 to a laning. You're not in the mood. So even if it's Eina Yochel Lamed Atmat Parso, we would say you're allowed to hear the Megillah. You could even answer Amen to the Bracha. And this needs further research. Can you be have in mind to be Yotzei the Bracha? Because there you would have Shemei Akoin, and that has Shem Hashem. So is that okay? Is that okay? Is Shemei Akoin okay? That's an interesting Shiloh. Okay, good. Tzadik Beis Gimel. Tzadik Beis. Did I catch that yawn? Why didn't the Sunday night like this? Why didn't the Sunday night thing come out? Should I bother saying it over? My son called me up tonight. He was all excited. If I go to pause, I could just take it off pause. My son, no, it's, the seconds are still moving.
Pause is if you press the.
I forget it. I won't tell you what my son said. Let's say. Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Beis Gimel. Okay. It means blow your nose before Shmoneh Esrei. You see these guys like they start down with Shmoneh Esrei like, and they start blowing their nose. So that's what's it makes me laugh sometimes. Like it's almost like a Pavlovian reflex. They start Shmoneh Esrei and then they start blowing their nose. So that's what Siv Gimel says.
It's good to sneeze during Shmoneh Esrei, though, right? More in brachas about sneezing during Shmoneh Esrei. If you sneeze, it's...
If you sneeze, okay, but...
Not to
blow... Like, it's also like they don't have time during the day. So like Shmoneh Esrei, they have plenty of time. So I don't know what it is. It's like very funny. I'm laughing.
See, it's horrifying.
I don't know what it is. But that's what Siv Gimel says. And it's not in as prussed language as I'm saying it. I'm saying Siv Gimel in English. Blow your nose before Shmoneh Esrei. Siv Gimel talks about Kicho V'Nio, you know. Use the spittoon before Shmoneh Esrei, not during Shmoneh Esrei.
What is V'chol Davar
HaTorah? It means... Okay, exactly.
Let me ask a question.
It means... First, let me answer your question. It means if you really have to wash your face, and like you feel uchi, wash it before Shmoneh Esrei. That's
so what it so means. You'll miss, and if you're going to miss Shulitzi work because of it, if you have a nail that just broke or something, and you really need to take it off, and you can't get it off, and you have to take an extra 10 seconds to do it.
I'd say, miss Shulitzi. Yeah. And all of these dinam, even if it's not a fill of a tzibur, yeah. Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet. Washing your hands. Sorech lirchutz yodo b'mayim im yeshes. Now this is Shmoneh Esrei. This is Minchen Mayrv also. Sorech lirchutz yodu b'mayim im yeshlo. V'mein lo, chaber is very machmir. Sorech lachzor achreihem ad parsa. You have to travel up to 4 milen to get water. V'ani milik shuholich b'derech, v'mayim nimsoim l'fonav. Avalim sorech lachzor l'achorav. If you have to go out of your way, l'mokamayim. And that includes if you're in your house, so that's also called out of your way. Ad mil choser, that's 18 minutes. Yoisimi mil ain a choser. 18 minutes by car, that gets you to the gas station on the 38. There's water there. There's no water in Mount Beit Shemesh. You have to go there to wash your hands.
You only have to travel 1 mil to get to a minion.
What?
So if there's like no water there, you'd have to go somewhere else to get water, like 18 minutes one way, and then the other way to Davening, you wouldn't have to go.
I don't understand your question.
Here's your house.
Yeah.
Here's a shul, 1 mil this way.
Yeah.
Here's a source of water, 1 mil the other way. Well, so you don't know. minyan.
You're asking me what's more important, tefillah b'minyan or washing your hands?
No, you have to leave your house at all then.
Well, there's always an eitzah of kol midi d'menaki, we're about to learn. So, if there's a conflict, that'll always be the solution.
It doesn't say how he should wash his
hands. So there's a hakpada. So according to the Rambam sheet, then the gra, it's regular natila with a cup. It's just with machmir not to make a bracha on natila shadoyim. But theoretically, you would have to make a bracha too, according to the Rambam in gra.
How many times would you wash?
Once. Other Rishonim hold us know that the technicalities of Natila are not there. And that's, so some people are machmir and they go like that. And some people are not machmir. Many people don't wash their hands at all, which is really wrong. Again, that's all totally in the same shiloh as washing with the kli. The same shiloh. But for that, you could certainly be makel that opening the sink. You know, it's called koach gavra. That first, you know, certainly that first stream of water that comes out. You have to open the sink, try to get your hands under that first burst of water.
Why is the Rav saying kneel is by current?
It is, yeah, because it is. That's why.
So,
No. I meant if you have a card, it's not the distance of a meal. It's the time. That's all. I meant to say it's the time, not the distance. But it's so the parasol, which is 4 milim, is if it's not out of your way. So the Mishnah Berurah will talk about tefillah b'tzibur. But the Mechaber certainly implies strongly that you should even miss tefillah b'tzibur. If he only talks about missing zman tefillah, then you're not kiyoda b'tzror. Oba offer Oba Chamidi Dimenaki. Mayim Lekamon, Simen Reis Lamed Gimel. I remember when I was a kid, the truth is that even, why is offer, doesn't offer make your hands dirty? Doesn't make your hands dirty? Doesn't offer make your hands clean? I never heard of that. I still don't quite understand that. You know, it means it makes it clean from greasiness, from like a film of. Offer is clean dirt. Nothing wrong with clean dirt. It's dirty dirt that's no good.
Okay. People use mud
to clean their faces. Right. Mishnah Berurah. Hatam al zeh ayin le'el b'reishim and davar b'mishnah berurah. This has to do with Yudayim Askani Yosein, and it probably touched something in the course of the day, and now you want to go daven. V'gam l'tfilos mincha v'mayer of tzvich and tzorech natila, v'das haramam v'echad tzorech lito l'yodu v'lo noto, v'gam lo niko osim v'tzroa, v'filo b'dyevet ain't tzvach al tzvila. Try that on for size. V'ramam hold it's mamash achiyav and you're not yotzei. V'tzorech hiyam l'dina, v'ayin v'bir alocha sh'biyarin v'de'ein chozer v'spalel, we're makel. The mayim bein hanikuv ma'akev. It's not like eating before bread. We're nikuv's ma'akev. Kamo shemakev bein atila v'achila. Tzorech af yishidei Hashem v'luchlochos. Ah, in this din, there's a difference between stam yodayim. Avol b'stam yodayim makel b'somach sifhei that you don't have to go for water. So that's maybe a tremendous sadkula. Even though it's hard for me to believe that our Yodayim is Stam Yodayim, like we basically know, you know, in the course of the day, like you for sure touch something. I wonder if our Yodayim is Stam Yodayim. Maybe, yeah. Wait, so the Mishnah Berurah just said that the Chumrah we're learning about going a meal and really you must get water, and the Rambam holds you're not Yotzei and we're Mekel, but still it's very heavy, is only if you know your hands have touched somewhere that you really can't daven now. But Stam Yodayim is not that Chumrah.
If it
extremely uncomfortable. You'll have to travel yourself on the road. It's really going to mess you up. Ain't tzarech lachzor klal. Okay? That's a big loophole right there. Holek mederech. Berochev dina b'chozek kamalek meragla. Meaning you go with time. Kamein chilek menderech ra l'tov. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Oh, you mean, again, it's ain't chilek bin derech ra l'tov. Why, it's a function of time, so it's... The Cholzer Daf, that's Mashmat's distance. Ein Chilik Ben Derech Ralatov is Mashmat's distance.
An easy travel or hard travel?
What?
An easy travel or a hard travel?
It's time.
It's time.
Bumpy. There's Pasei Derech. The Cholzer Daf, Kshedeh Babadeh Shem Tushamayim. Another point. Our Misafik law. Lachorov, because Ken Shuyoshi Bebeso is called Lachorov. Yeah, but only up to a mil. Arbe place can serve him the mil atzma, yidina kiyosu mi mil. And it's ad pochos mi mil. Zman atzilu legamri, vimu bimokam sheishim asorish, vimu spalalim, vimu yatsu achamayim, yavu zman tzilu betzibur, katz vabach, raf sheish lo shus, vimu tzorch lachzor, vimu yinaka bibiti dimenaki. Do not miss minyan for water, rather, be menake yod v'chomidi de menake. Even though the mechaber is not mashma like that, but that's what the Bach says, and the Mishnah Berurah apparently approves. Not to miss tefillah b'tzibur for water. As long as you can clean your hands, v'chomidi de menake. Menake yod if it's on a lom adeinu lachzor azach or mayim, shemiyav razman, koshkei lenyi kriyashma, also lo ilhamdan al mayim, imesh chashah shemiyav razman. Olyanake v'yikra. It's happy place because you're saving the Kriya Shema, you don't go for water at all. As soon as it hits the Zman that you could say Kriya Shema, you should say Kriya Shema. Don't wait for water. Okay, let's stop here. I have to sort of...